Don Gillespie, you've been here since 1974. This would be your second time on Glenwood Springs City Council. Talk about why you're running.
For one thing, in my Ward 5, we have about four projects that are out there that I'm concerned about. It's the South Bridge, which is in its early stages, and I feel like that would be a tremendous impact on my area, traffic-wise. Secondly, our main road into Ward 5 is Midland Avenue, and it's been neglected for years and years. Right now, in fact, this week, they started rock mitigation, which I think was probably inspired by the campaign, because everybody was talking about how much we needed to do that. I don't think 4 days is going to solve the problem, but at least we've got the city to get out there and do some work. And then we also have the Sunlight Bridge, which is going to start right after the main Grand Avenue Bridge is finished. So we're going to have 2 years of a lot of interference in our lives out there. And I have a reputation of making good decisions that only benefit the citizens.
What's that reputation based on?
Well, if you talk to anybody that was on council with me or on the Transportation Commission or the Tourism Board, they know that when I get an idea in my head and I think it's good, I don't let go of it, and I try to get it done to the finish. Just to give you one example is the Rio Grande Trail. The last year I was on council, I was the council rep for the River Trails. So I told McGregor.
Andrew.
Get a hold of all the other trail commissions in the valley, and let's start putting the pressure on RAFT. You know, the tracks have been there way too long, and there's no reason in the world why we cannot pull those tracks up and get the trail finished. Mm-hmm. So that was initiated in my last year, and then even after I was off council, I started writing letters to the editor and getting other people to do it, and it took another 3 years, but finally it was done, and I don't think there's anybody that is disappointed in the results.
When you were talking about South Bridge, the Sunlight Bridge, and the Grand Avenue Bridge, it sounded like you were concerned about maybe some negative impacts coming up.
All right, when the Grand Avenue Bridge closes, I said, well, what are you going to do with all that traffic that gets to 8th and Midland? They said, well, we're going to force it up 8th Street. I said, how are you going to do that? Well, we're going to do the signal light there to where people would have to wait longer to go Midland rather than 8th. And I go, well, that doesn't make any sense, because no matter what, traffic on 8th is going to be stacked up. And I just heard last week that they're even thinking about making Grand Avenue one lane each way and allowing the second lane to be for vans and emergency vehicles, which to me is just going to multiply the problem even worse. So I would fight that idea right off the bat, for one thing. And I think in my letter that I put to the Glenwood Post the other day, indicated that when all this comes down, you actually need a human being out there at these intersections. Because if you rely on the lights, it's just not going to happen. And in fact, right now, I've heard from people coming from the west that whenever they do get it down to one lane at 114 or 116, the traffic starts to back up. And then when they get to the intersections, people will get out into the middle of the intersection, not allowing the side street. So that's where you need a person there directing the traffic. And I don't see it happening yet, whereas it should already be happening as far as I'm concerned.
What are your thoughts about the South Bridge project?
I guess when it came down 6 years ago or something like it, to me it sounded like a good idea. But the more and more I thought about it, you're going to end up as a pseudo bypass. Because it wouldn't take people long to realize that they can go all the way down Midland, never go to Grand Avenue, and just continue on through the roundabout on out to the airport and out to 82. And we just cannot handle that much of an increase in traffic. I mean, right now we're fighting any new subdivisions, let alone having all this commuter traffic start using it. So to me, it's be a lot easier just to put in a pedestrian bridge from Park East over to South Grant if you really need an emergency exit.
To me, sounds like one of the biggest reasons behind South Bridge is like an evacuation route.
Right.
So you think a pedestrian bridge would be enough of an evacuation route for South Glenwood?
I would think so. A good-sized pedestrian bridge, which is a lot cheaper than $50 million to do a bridge and upgrade the road system all the way through Glenwood Park.
What improvements to Midland would you like to see?
Well, I know they've got to do a lot of drainage, curves, but I'd love to see it become a concrete road. You know, that was the whole purpose when we okayed CDOT to do concrete on Grand. Concrete has a 25 to 30 year life.
When you were on town council
1999 to 2003.
What do you think are some of the differences, other than what we've talked about, in terms of running Glenwood Springs?
Well, when I was on council, we had quite a few big projects. We had the tram to be installed, which we okayed. Glenwood Meadows project, which helped solidify our sales tax base. Right now, I want to make sure that this town doesn't lose its small town character. That's why I'm kind of against the 8th Street build out, where they want to do all this infill with apartments and businesses.
Are you talking about the Confluence area?
Yes.
Talk about what that would look like.
To me, it'd be a stop-off place for rafters, kayakers. Mm-hmm. You might have one or two little, some kind of businesses down there that would utilize the recreational use. But other than that, it just, to me, it's so chopped up. And if you really walk the area, there's not that much room to build. And if you do, I just think it'd be an ugly sight as far as I'm concerned. I'd rather keep it open. Plus, there's got to be a 100-foot floodplain down there. So I just think when you get down to where the actual area that you can build on and develop is not that large.
Okay.
Plus, you have to consider, what are you going to do with all the cars and the parking and so forth? I would really like to see that the city put a lot of effort into helping the present downtown after this bridge is done. There's going to be a lot of damage to their business, I think, and they're going to need some help, and they're going to need some upkeep and maintenance down in that, in the old part of town. And I just, the people don't come here to see something new. They come here to see the old downtown and enjoy it.
An issue that is facing Glenwood Springs is the recycling center. As you know, the city has moved the municipal center out to South Canyon. And I'm curious as to what your thoughts are about the recycling issue.
Well, I definitely feel like the recycling should stay in town. And I don't believe there's been anybody really actively negotiating with some of these larger areas in town, whether it be the West Glenwood Mall or out by Walmart. I mean, there's some huge parking lots out there that are not used. And I'm still not exactly convinced that you still can do it at the airport. Curiously, I found out that my people in Ward 5, it doesn't bother them that it may increase traffic a little bit because a lot of them use the recycling. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you'd like to add about main issues that are facing Glenwood and could be facing Glenwood in the next 4 or 5 years?
I'm mainly concerned about the makeup of the council, to tell you the truth, the motives for people. I didn't seek any funding. I wanted to do it on my own. I didn't want to be obligated to anybody or any association. To me, when you get down to the city level, you throw out the Democratic, the Republican Party, because your decisions affect just this city.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always felt that way, that, you know, people used to always guess. They didn't know if I was a Democrat or Republican because all of my decisions was based on what I thought was best for the citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And always keep in mind what is best for the citizens and what the citizens want, not what some group wants.
Don Gillespie, candidate for Ward 5, Glenwood Springs City Council, thanks very much.
You're welcome.